They say the journey is what matters most, but actually, how you live with your values on that journey matters even more. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader, and I welcome you to episode 219 of The Walking Leader podcast. As always, The Walking Leader podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Now, without any further delay, let's get this episode started. This topic this week, in this episode, is self-leadership and your values. Self-leadership and your values. And it's symbiotic. It's symbiotic. There is so much into being a leader and self-leader and leading yourself. There's no quick fix to becoming a self-leader. It's all-encompassing. And well, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. The only quick fix is giving up. But to be the leader you've always wanted to follow, you cannot give up. There is no, it's just, there's nothing there. You cannot give up. You have to commit to it. You're taking this journey. You want to be better than you were yesterday. You want to be a leader of people. You want to lead others to a better place. And in turn, you're creating new leaders. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a must. And if you want to succeed, that's what you have to do. You have to lead people. And self-leadership, by definition, is based on taking the initiative and being proactive, intentionally influencing your thinking, feelings, and actions towards your objectives and goals. So in this case, the objectives is, I assume, is that you want to be better. You want to be a better leader. You want to be better than the leaders before you. And I hope and I pray that the leaders before you wish the same for you, to be better than they were, because that's the way I feel. I feel that the people that I've worked with and influenced and led and raised, and my kids, that they all grow up and move on and they become better than what I have been and still continue to strive to be, but they always are excelling. And that's really the big thing behind self-leadership, is that you are growing and you take that initiative and you keep moving and you're being proactive. And whether it's personal, professional, or both, you must take that first, second, and third step and continue taking those steps to achieving those objectives and goals. So your values are defined as broad, desirable goals that motivate people's actions and serve as guiding principles in their lives. Everyone has values, but each person has a different value set. These differences are affected by the individual's culture, upbringing, personal upbringing, life experiences, and a range of other influences. So it kind of adjusts. No, there's no cookie cutter approach. That's why it's not a quick fix, because there is no cookie cutter behind leadership, using your values, knowing your values, and having your value system in place every step of the way. Now, let's look at some of these values. Let's look at some of these core values. And folks, where I'm getting this information, I'm putting all the links in. There's about three links that I'll be sharing in this episode. And the first one, we were talking about some values. There's a great list of values here at the mvorganizing.org website. And they talk about the values, these core values: dependability, reliability, loyalty, commitment, open-mindedness, consistency, honesty, and efficiency. And folks, I've known some people that have maybe three of all these values, and the other seven, they have the opposite. There have been some people that have everything but honesty. They're efficient, they're consistent, they're open-minded, they're committed, they're loyalty, but they're not honest. And so you've got to take everybody at that face value, but you also have to take yourself at your face value. You need to know and truly believe and understand. Now, for all I know, maybe that individual truly believed they were being honest 100% of the time. And in their own mind, they probably were. But when it starts affecting your value system, do you see them as being honest? Not necessarily. So that's where the open-mindedness comes in. And so these values, we have to live with them and we have to take them, whatever your value set is. Now, I'm not saying these are your 10. This is just a block. This is just some core values here. And they change. They change throughout your life, and they'll come and they'll go. They'll wax and they'll wane. Some will get stronger. Some will just be like, okay, that's good base and I'll need to never touch it again. And as you grow as an individual, as you learn more, these values start to change. And as you experience life more, they're going to start to change. and you start surrounding yourself with people that are dishonest, then guess what happens? Yes, you become dishonest, but that becomes the norm. That becomes the normal value. You start finding people, you start getting irritated to people or individuals that are not consistent and not dependable. They're not reliable. And they're only reliable to a point. Right? So you see what I'm saying. Then you start recognizing, well, maybe these are not the people I need to be around. I need to elevate my level because I do believe my values are a little bit higher. And I'm not saying that you're being better than anybody else, but you have to be better than yourself. And you have to take that initiative in recognizing that and constantly reevaluating your value system, because life happens, life changes. And no matter what motivates you to act one way or another, you are still trying to get better. You're still trying to be better. So that commitment, that loyalty, they may only have loyalty to themselves and no one else. And there's nothing wrong with that. We can't fault somebody for that. And yes, maybe it does affect you. Maybe they cheat you. Maybe they steal from you, but they're being loyal to themselves and who they are and what they need and why they're cheating you, why they're stealing from you. They're never going to tell you because maybe in their mind, there's nothing wrong with that. Or it's the thrill of cheating you and stealing from you. But that's not a good value system. That's not a good way to live the rest of your life if you're one of those individuals. Having that said, whether you're the one being dishonest or you know someone who's being dishonest towards you, identifying the acts that are associated with that dishonesty and doing something about them, then that's good for you, bad for them, because again, they're the ones that might not see what they're doing. Then again, they could be 100% aware of what's going on. However, you as a leader need to know that you need to identify these. And you need to identify these in these values, not just in yourself, in others, because when you identify them in others and they're not in line with what you're doing, with who you are, then yes, you need to do something about it, because as they say, you become just like the five people you hang around with, the five people you hang out the most with. So if you're hanging around with liars, cheaters, and thieves, and guess what? You're going to be the sixth liar, cheater, and thief. It's just that simple. It's through osmosis? Maybe, maybe not. No. But because you want to be part of that group, you want to be accepted by that group, then yes, you get that. And there, where's your values then? Where's your value system then? So ask yourself, are the values you have now, are they helping you find that purpose in life? Are they helping you react through difficult situations? Are they helping you grow? Are they helping you become happy? Are you becoming a happier person? Are you becoming a better person? A happy person in a sense of, oh, well, he's always smiling. She's always joyful. There's nothing wrong with that. But happy in the sense that you've put yourself in a situation, in a life situation, and you're moving towards that life situation where you control what happens. And you decide what the outcome of any decision you make is because you've accepted that fact. That if you do this, this will happen. If you do that, something else might happen. But in a sense that your value system is what's guiding you. It's what's motivating you to be better. It's what's driving your success. It's what's driving your success. And remember that it's going to take a lot of time, and especially with things such as other values, such as courage. You don't just become brave overnight. You don't just have courage overnight. Usually, courage is that one thing that nobody wants to do, but it must get done. And you're that one that does it. You're the one that says, you know what? I'll get it done. Kindness. There's some people that just have no idea what kindness is. It's only in it for them. And if others are not showing them kindness, then the world is broken. Patience. Patience is learned. Patience is learned. We've grown up a lot since that three-year-old throwing that tantrum because we don't get that toy. The next big one is forgiveness. We have to learn how to forgive ourselves. We have to learn how to forgive others. And then that's how we grow. But growth also comes with reevaluation and checking in ourselves and readjusting and looking at that course that we're taking and making sure we're on that right path. And sometimes we even have to readjust that course. But that's part of self-leadership is taking that initiative, being proactive and looking at ourselves and saying, hey, am I happy? Am I proud of what I'm doing? Am I satisfied? Am I fulfilled? And we ask these questions periodically, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, quarterly, whatever works for you. But as you're starting out and improving your self-leadership and becoming a better individual, then know that as you keep going, things are going to change. Your life will change. Who you are will change. And then other events will happen and they're going to change you. You graduate from school, graduate college. You get your first job. You go on a vacation all by yourself for the very first time without your family. And you're experiencing new things. You're meeting new people. And again, your value system starts to change. And you start seeing, hey, this really makes me happy. Hey, traveling the world makes me happy. Hey, this new job, really, truly, I am satisfied and fulfilled with what it's allowing me to do. But it's one of those that you have to keep working at it. You can't stop. You cannot stop. You cannot get stagnant. You cannot become complacent, because complacency leads to, that's right, mediocrity. And folks, you can't do that. That's not how you get to be better. You cannot be mediocre. You cannot remain complacent. You have to keep striving for one more thing, the next thing. So just know that your values are going to change and you're going to need them and you're going to need to reevaluate them. And some of them are good, some of them are bad, and a lot of them are, you're going to use to identify what works for you and who you need in your life and who you need to step and keep away from you. Because at some point in your life, you're going to encounter a situation where you're going to run into someone who just flat out, the only intent that they have for you is to use you. However, don't let any of that deter you. This is all part of growing. This is all part of becoming a better person, being better than who you were. And that's just part of life. So don't let it slow you down. Don't let it knock you down. Know that your values will change, but they're going to change for the better because you want to be better and you're going to do better. We have reached the end of this episode, and I ask for your feedback on this episode or any past episode. Let me know what you think, or if you have any comments, questions, concerns, then please, I invite you to email me at dave@daveguerra.com or tweet me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, or you can choose to leave me an email, voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060. You've been listening to the Walking Leader Podcast with me, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader. I invite you to come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our Walking Leader journey to becoming great followers and even better leaders. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the Walking Leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.